Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 22, Number 2, Spring 2022. Holiday Closings. April 15th, Easter Holiday. May 30th, Memorial Day. Other catalog options. Patrons who subscribe to Talking Book Topics in large print will not receive the January through February 2022 or other 2022 issues in paper format due to ongoing supply chain issues and worldwide paper shortages. If you still want the print version of TBT, you can only get it online at the NLS website in HTML and PDF formats here, www.loc.gov/NLS/TBT. The PDF contains the order form that you can print out and mail to us at the State Library, Talking Books and Braille Library. If you would like to get the audio version of Talking Book Topics, there are two ways to get it. TBT is available to download through Bard. TBT is available through the free NFB Newsline service, which will read the publication to you over the phone. If you would like to sign up for this free service, then call your reader advisor at 1-800-543-4702. Finally, if you would like to get the Braille version, TBT Abridged will be available through Braille Book Review in hard copy Braille and BRF on www.loc.gov/NLS/BBR. If you have any questions about Talking Book Topics, please contact your reader advisor at 1-800-543-4702. 2022 Adult Summer Reading Program. The TBBL 2022 Adult Summer Reading Program will start May 1, 2022, and will run through August 31st. The theme this year is Oceans of Possibilities. If you complete the program by reading 20 books, you will be entered into a drawing to win a handheld x10 magnifying glass about 4 inches wide with a non-slip handle. If you participated last year, then you will automatically be signed up for this year's program. If you are not already signed up, please contact your reader advisor. All you have to do to complete the program is to read 20 books, audiobooks, braille books, large print books, and audio magazines all count. We will keep track of your reading history, or, if you would like, we will mail you a reading log. If you complete the program by reading 20 books, then your name will be entered into the drawing for one of the handheld magnifying glasses. If you have a reading log, you can return it to us by mail or call to give us the list over the phone. If you need any reading suggestions, please ask us. We are happy to help. One entry per person. We will choose 25 lucky winners from the list of those who have read at least 20 books. A big thank you goes to the Jones Foundation for providing the magnifying glasses as prizes. LCB 2022 Convention. Louisiana Council of the Blind will host their annual convention May 27th through 29th at the Crown Plaza, 4728 Constitution Avenue, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. To reserve a room, call 225-925-2244 or visit www.croweneplaza.com/EXECCENTERBR. For more information about registering for the convention, call Leola Campbell at 225-614-5988. LCB offers two scholarships in 2022. The Louisiana Council of the Blind will announce two scholarship winners at the 2022 State Convention. The Hazel Daigle and Paula Marshall Scholarships recognize the achievement of blind scholars in Louisiana. Each scholarship is $1,000. The application deadline is May 16, 2022. To request an application packet, contact Gwen King, LCB Scholarship Committee, 7707 Bismarck Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70812, or call 225-278-4162. LCB President Leola Campbell may also be contacted at 225-614-5988. 2022 NFBL Convention. The National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana 2022 State Convention will be held April 8th through 10th, 2022 in Bossier City. The venue is the Le Bossier Hotel and Event Center, 4000 Industrial Drive, Bossier City, Louisiana. The NFBL is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. The NFBL is an organization of blind and visually impaired Louisianians who believe that with the appropriate training, attitude, and opportunities, blind people can live the lives they want. They believe that it is never too late to learn new techniques and new ways of redefining blindness. For more information, please call 318-747-0711. Accessibility support phone lines you should know. Dory Rush, an officer with the nonprofit called Ophthalmic Edge Patients, OE Patients, has compiled a list of helpful phone numbers for popular businesses related to accessibility. Here are some of the phone lines. Amazon's Accessibility Customer Service, 888-283-1678. Call to speak with an accessibility specialist who can help you buy books and other products, or get you directly to tech support for Amazon devices and services including Alexa, Kindle, and Fire tablet. Also, for Audible audiobook support, call 888-283-5051. Apple Accessibility Support Line, 877-204-3930. For users of Apple's iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, Apple Watch, or a Mac, this is a gift. It is a special support line reserved for customers with vision, hearing, motor, and learning impairments. Senior Apple Care specialists are available 24/7 to help you get your accessibility settings right, answer your questions, and resolve your technical issues. They'll even teach you a thing or two. AT&T, National Center for Citizens with Disabilities, NCCD, 866-241-6568. This is where wireless customers with vision loss get answers to questions about accessibility features and services available from AT&T. Comcast Accessibility, 866-668-6703. Direct line to a dedicated team specially trained to support customers who rely on accessibility services, including voice guidance and video description. Verizon Center for Customers with Disabilities, 800-974-6006. Free info line for your home phone and your mobile phone. Get your bills in the format of your choice, large print or digital. They can help you with anything else pertaining to your home phone service. Verizon Wireless National Accessibility Center, 888-262-1999. Get answers to questions about enlarging text, using voice commands effectively, or using the screen reader often remain unanswered when posed to your store representative. Now there is a customer service and technical support center dedicated to helping people maximize the accessibility features built into all of Verizon's mobile devices. Let them help you get your device set just right for you. from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. For the complete article by Dory Rush, please visit https://opahalmicede.org/patient/accessibility-support-phone-lines-u-should-know. New title for Book Talks. Our Book Talk spring book selection will be DB100901, The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue by Victoria Schwab. France, 1714. In a moment of desperation, Addie LaRue makes a Faustian bargain to live forever, but is cursed to be forgotten by everyone she meets. Everything changes when, after nearly 300 years, Addie stumbles across a young man in a hidden bookstore who remembers her name. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelican.state.lib.la.us/mailman/listinfo/tbbl-booktalks and create an account by entering your name, email address, and make up a password, or as always, you can call your reader advisor. Book Talks Book Club. If you join Book Talks, we will add you to our mailing list and automatically send you a digital book copy of the newest selection. I hope that this will make it more convenient to read the book and participate in the discussion. Hope to hear from you soon. Spring Book Recommendations by Sneha Padamane. DB92245, Where the Crawdads Sing, by Delia Owens. In late 1969, when Chase Andrews is found dead, the locals of Barkley Cove, North Carolina, immediately suspect Kaya Clark, the so-called Marsh Girl. But Kaya is not what they say. Sensitive and intelligent, she has survived for years alone in the marsh that she calls home. DB92214, The Good Neighbor, The Life and Work of Fred Rogers by Maxwell King. Biography of the creator and star of the television show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood traces the personal, professional, and artistic life of Rogers. DB72601, The Way of Kings, Stormlight Archive by Brandon Sanderson. On storm-swept Rochard, cities are built in locations that are sheltered from the tempest, and wars are fought over shard blades and shard plates, mystical armor that transforms men into warriors. DB95374, The Pioneers by David G. McCullough. The Pulitzer Prize-winning author of John Adams, DB52275, recounts the settling of the Northwest Territory, which was ceded to the United States by Britain in the Treaty of Paris. DB88665, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Reclusive film legend decides to tell her life story to Lowly magazine feature writer Monique Grant, to the consternation of many. As Evelyn recounts her life as a sexy starlet in Hollywood, Monique begins to understand herself better. DB97650, Spark, The Revolutionary New Science of Exercise and the Brain by John J. Ratty. Psychiatrist explains how elevating heart rate and breaking a sweat beats stress, lifts mood, fights memory loss, and sharpens intellect by physically remodeling the brain for peak performance. DB87031, Stories of Your Life and Others by Ted Chiang, collection of 8 science fiction short stories from award-winning author, including Story of Your Life, the basis for the 2016 movie Arrival. DB70410, The Sweetness at the Bottom of the Pie by C. Allen Bradley. England, 1950. 11-year-old aspiring chemist Flavia Deleuze overhears her father in a heated argument with a stranger who turns up dead. When Flavia's father is charged with murder, she seeks clues in their village and his past to exonerate him. DB89038, Braving the Wilderness by Breen Brown. The author believes society is facing a spiritual crisis of disconnection and gives advice for belonging to something outside oneself. DB73772, Ready Player One by Ernest Cline, 2045. Multi-billionaire James Halliday dies, leaving his last will and testament online for the world to see. His massively popular multiplayer online game, Oasis, has a hidden feature, an Easter egg, and the person who finds the egg first wins Halliday's fortune. Bonnie Bart is retiring. One of TBBL's longtime reader advisors is retiring at the end of April. She has been working here at the State Library for over 15 years. Bonnie has enjoyed working with the patrons and the staff of TBBL. She plans to travel and spend more time with her family, especially her 3 grandkids. She will finally be able to devote quality time to home, garden, and creative projects. We wish Bonnie all the best. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. Summer Reading Program 2022. Oceans of Possibilities is the 2022 Summer Reading Program slogan, and the theme is all about oceanography and life in the oceans. TBBL will offer 4 youth programs, Children's, Teens, STEM, and Read to Me. Invitations will be mailed out April 20th, and the program begins May 15th, 2022. A gracious thank you to the Jones Foundation for providing this year's Summer Reading Program prizes. From Crib to Crayons. The TBBL Early Literacy Program From Crib to Crayons will start on June 15, 2022. Designed for children ages 0 to 6, 6 literacy packets will be sent throughout the year to children and their parents. Each bi-monthly kit will be themed to focus on one of 6 early literacy skills: print awareness, phonological awareness, print play motivation, letter knowledge, narrative skills, and vocabulary. Invitations will be mailed out May 15, 2022. For information, contact the Children's and Teen Services Librarian, Charlene Moore, at 225-342-9563, tbblkids@slol.lib.la.us. This program is made possible through the generous support of the Jones Foundation. Brailing services provided this year through the Louisiana Accessible Educational Materials Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Bell Academy returns in person. The NFB Bell Academy, which stands for National Federation of the Blind Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning, helps blind and low vision children ages 4 through 12 develop the literacy skills that will empower them to achieve their academic goals and live the lives they want. The Bell Academy will be offered in person at the Louisiana Center for the Blind, June 5th through the 11th, 2022. The virtual session will be offered August 5th through the 18th, 2022. For registration information, visit http://www.nfbla.org/nfb-bell-of-louisiana, or contact the Louisiana Bell Academy Coordinator, Crystal Guillory, by email at kguillory@louisianacenter.org, or call 318-245-8955. Youth Virtual Hangout. The Youth Virtual Hangout is an initiative of the Louisiana Parent Training and Information Center, Families Helping Families of Greater New Orleans. It's an opportunity for youth and young adults ages 16 through 26 with disabilities and other health conditions to network, share experiences, and resources with each other on a monthly basis. For more information, contact FHF Youth Virtual Hangout Meeting Facilitator Stephen Nguyen at 504-345-9184 or by email at snguyen@fhfofgno.org. Registration forms are also available here. https://forwardslash/forwardslash/forms.gle/a9ddg17nrlrekjvq8. Exceptional Lives Webinar Series. Exceptional Lives will be hosting a webinar series, Real Talk About Disabilities, that will run through April 2022. The topics are geared to families, particularly those of color, and caregivers of both children and young adults with disabilities. Hear from providers and educators on topics like building life skills, addressing mental health, becoming a great parent advocate, and the crossed paths of Black history and disability history. Take a look at the entire list of available webinars at https://www.exceptionallives.org/webinars. All webinars are free and are recorded for future viewing. Louisiana Youth Writing Contest. The Louisiana Center for the Book in the State Library of Louisiana is sponsoring Louisiana Writes, a writing contest for kindergarten through 12th grade students. Louisiana students may submit poetry, fiction, and nonfiction in both French and English. Electronic entries will be accepted through May 31, 2022. Winners will be notified by September 1st and will be honored at a ceremony held during the Louisiana Book Festival in Baton Rouge on October 29th. Entry release forms with further information are available on the Louisiana Writes website at www.lawrites.org. Send submissions to Dr. Ann B. Dobie at louisianawritescontest@gmail.com. Free education websites for kids. Science Bob makes science fun for kids, explaining various scientific concepts using video demos of experiments. Available at https://sciencebob.com. Scratch is the world's largest free coding community for kids. Young people learn to think creatively, reason systematically, and work collaboratively. Available at https://scratch.mit.edu. Teen Book Cloud, available through the State Library of Louisiana website, offers a selection of e-books, audiobooks, graphic novels, and science videos for grades 6 through 12. Available through the Louisiana Library Connection at http://laibcon.state.lib.la.us. Tumble Book Library, available through the State Library of Louisiana website, offers a selection of audiobooks and activities for grades kindergarten through 6th. Available through the Louisiana Library Connection at http://laibcon.state.lib.la.us. Earth Day Reads. Earth Day is Friday, April 22nd. The theme this year is Invest in Our Planet. Preschool through Grade 2. LP 25676, Ducks Don't Get Wet by Augusta R. Golden. DB 92013, Mrs. Pinochle's Alphabet Series by Mrs. Pinochle. grades 2 through 4, BRC-01830, DBC-06726, LP-25166, Compost Stew by Mary McKenna Settles, BR-22728, DB-95064, LP-26367, A Squirrely Situation by Jacqueline Kelly. Grades 4 through 7, DB-70197, LP-24172, Rachel Corson by Patricia Lantier. BR-20711, DB-80913, Sniffer Dogs by Nancy F. Castaldo. Grades 6 through 9, DB-94669, LP-26279, The Line Tender by Kate Allen. BR-11315, DB-44786, Our Fascinating Earth by Philip Seff. DB-37973, LP-008236, The Andromeda Strain by Michael Crichton. Support our TBBL Friends organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donor for her generous contribution, Ruth Bruns. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the Jones Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. The Jones Foundation is seeking board members. The board meets 3 times a year in Baton Rouge. Call Sheila Coleman if you would like to be considered for a board position. The TBBL Directory. Library address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone numbers: Baton Rouge, 225-342-0035. Statewide, 800-543-4702. Fax, 225-342-6817. Special Services. Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Service, 800-453-4293. Email, tbbl@state.lib.la.us. tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services: audiobooks and magazines, braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.